This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
Okay, well, let me welcome my guest back to the radio show, Belinda Fuchs, who makes personal and business finance and money management rewarding, fun, and profitable. An inspiring and practical financial coach and speaker, Belinda's president of OwnYourMoney.com, a financial coaching and education company dedicated to helping people make more money, save more money, and stress less about their money. And Belinda, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about networking from handshake to cold hard cash.
Wow, networking big, folks. And I know none of you out there do it enough. Very few of you really do it enough, do they?
That's definitely one of the things that we can talk about today. I mean, it's oftentimes people don't do it until they really feel like they need it, like when they're looking for a new job. And at that point, it puts a lot more pressure on them to do it. So let's just have everybody out there and have a huge comfort level with it now. So that's what we're going to talk about.
All righty. But before we get into it, let's go for a trivia question.
Okay.
All righty. And, you know, it's baseball season. We just had the All-Star break. Baseball is back. And so if you win our trivia question prize, folks, you can see the Lowell Spinners this Friday at 7:05. It's going to be a beautiful day because we ordered the weather well in advance. And the Lowell Spinners, you can get two tickets to the game. Now, you can actually get four tickets, I think. I think we'll do four tickets because we have a few extra and the game is this Friday. So we'll give you four tickets. Now, we also have a $25 gift certificate to the winery down in Pembroke for you people down the South Shore. And if you're out west or you're in Cambridge area, you can go to a movie at Regal Cinemas. You can see Up, The Proposal, or a brand new one that just opened this weekend, I Love You, Beth Cooper. And so, have you heard of that movie, Belinda? I Love You, Beth Cooper, with Hayden Panettiere as Beth Cooper.
Okay.
She's a big star of Heroes.
Oh, yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, This movie is supposed to be pretty good, too.
Good.
But
have them call in for the trivia question.
There you go.
What is it?
First, you have to know what the trivia question is.
I was going to say.
And again, there's a baseball theme here.
See, it takes forever for the actual trivia question to appear.
Thank you, Ken.
A lot of great prizes. Now let's just make sure you can answer it.
Here's the question. Which U.S. president was once offered a contract to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds? Which U.S. president? Now, I don't think he was president at the time. But
that would be a little much.
But he was later the U.S. president.
Got it.
And although I don't know what year, maybe he was already in office. Maybe in order to get him out of office, they offered him a contract to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds. I don't know. But if you want to take a guess at that, give us a call at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Also use that number to talk to my guest, Belinda Fuchs. Ask her any questions about networking, which is hard to do, and why do most people feel that networking is so hard, Belinda?
I think there's a couple of things. I think there's a piece that people hype it up a lot in their heads first, and so they feel like it's going to be hard, and then they find evidence for that, so they make it hard. And I think the people get very self-conscious about putting themselves out there, and they almost often make up that they need to stop being themselves and be somebody different when they go out in some sort of networking environment. And
sometimes it's a good idea, isn't it?
Well, it can be. But for most people out there that are listening, I want you to recognize that you can be more of yourself and be casual and comfortable when you're in this sort of an environment, and recognize that there can be a lot of events and activities that you're doing that all can end up being networking events. And when you start to take away the stigma about it, you can start to recognize how comfortable you can actually be. The specific fears can differ. They can be anything from a fear of meeting strangers, a fear of making a fool out of yourself. People get very concerned about what they're going to say, like as if they're going to say the wrong thing, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit too and how you can address that. And I think that people also have a concern about coming across as interesting, and they're afraid that, oh, somebody may find me out, maybe I'm not interesting enough, and then they'll go off and talk to somebody else. And so we're also going to talk about not taking things personally when you're in this sort of an environment, and really just how you can kind of get out of your own way to enjoy the process.
And I guess we can ask our listeners what, you know, they think is scary about networking. And
I'd love to hear from them. And, yeah, I'd love to help individual people who call in. That'd be great.
So give us a call, 877-NEW-1060, which is 877-639-1060. So do people really have to get over their fears of networking, Belinda?
Well, it would certainly help them if they do, and they really only have to if they want a job, you know, if they want a successful business. I mean, there's certainly, you know, there's a case that if you just want to stay in your house, you know, you don't have to. But what people are finding now, which we just started to touch on a little earlier in the program, is that people often start networking too late. They don't really. Until they're out of a job and once they're in need. And I have a group called the Small Business Success Program, and one of the things that we cover is networking just because it's so essential. Do we have somebody on the line that we have to grab
okay,
first?
Okay, let's go to Charlie in Sudbury. You're on the Financial Consultants.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I just happened to be going to an appointment and sort of listen in this station whenever I'm on the road. And I'm sorry about the background with my my Greta Garmin.
Oh. No problem,
sorry,
Charlie.
Okay, listen. I consider myself a very good networker. And I don't think there's anything to be afraid of, although I know there are people out there that are afraid to get out there. But the way I approach it is, and I've met a lot of people because of business primarily, and I look at anybody that I can connect them to as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about what I get out of it, because what goes around comes around. It's really a matter of if you help enough people, it all comes back to you. And I try to go to as many networking events, or, you know, I do one-on-ones with people at Panera's or Starbucks or whatever, you know, two times a week with new people. That I'm being introduced to by people that I know. And I'd like to network with you guys.
That's great. Thanks, Charlie.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that is what we're doing on a much larger scale, too. If you'd like to connect, certainly just call my office. My name is Belinda Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S. My company is ownyourmoney.com. Definitely give me a call. It's once I'm off the show, it's 617-268-0600, or email us at info@ownyourmoney.com. And I love the context that you're holding in terms of looking at it as a gift, because there's really a place that you can be of service to the people that you're talking to, instead of needing to feel like you're getting something from them. There's definitely a place where you can be helping people and be really asking along the way, what is it that you need? What's the challenge that you're facing? And having a powerful network yourself ends up being a huge resource for people. And it's definitely something that I have found to be definitely a key part of my success. And I love the approach that you're using. So keep going.
Yes. Now, who's
we got somebody that wants to try the trivia, Ron.
Okay, well, maybe Charlie wants to take a try.
Oh, there. Charlie's off the air.
He's right gone. Now. Okay, all right. Well, let's hear from...
We're going to go to John in Roxbury.
Okay, John.
Okay, John. Who was the first U.S. president...
Good morning. How are you?
...to be offered a contract to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds? Who did it?
I'm sorry, what was... Come again?
Which U.S. president was offered a contract to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds?
William Taft.
William H. Taft is correct.
Congratulations.
Very good. Excellent. Now, did you look that up, or is that something you actually knew right off the top of your head?
No, I had read it once a long time ago, talking sports with my dad.
Wow, that's what
fantastic.
A great memory.
The legacy continues. Yeah.
Wow, it's terrific. Great. And what kind of prize would you like?
The winery restaurant.
All righty, $25 gift certificate to the winery.
Everybody goes for the wine.
Well,
good
it's
choice.
Down in Washington Street in Pembroke, which is Route 53. It used to be, people know that site because it was Bobby Hackett's for some 50 or something years. But over the last few years, it's changed. And last year, it's changed management again. And it's the best now than it's ever been. So try out the winery. They have specials every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. They have a pianist. So we'll be right back with more of the Financial Consultants and Belinda Fuchs and me, Ron Birnbaum, right after the market report. Stay tuned.